the environment around you. And watch this. Those that come into your environment with faith, things begin to change, and they notice something when they come around you. Because every move that you make, every step that you take, is now being done with consideration of the Holy Spirit that rests upon you. You don't move too fast. You don't do crazy things. Because your desire is to have the Spirit of God rest upon you at all times. Are you listening to me? It becomes such a part of your life that you don't really notice it. It's just part of you now. And so you're walking, doing your normal things, and those that come into your environment, their lives are being changed. Jesus, on his way to Jairus' house, he's walking, crowd of people there. The Bible tells us that there was this woman, right, who had faith, right? The implication is, through the narrative, is that she was low to the ground because it said how she touched the hem of his garment. And all the hundreds of people around him, and she touched him, and he immediately stopped because he sensed someone had tapped into that anointing that rests upon him. And he turned and said, "Who touched me?" You know, Peter said, "Dude, man, there are hundreds around." He said, No. Someone touched me. Someone came into my environment with faith and touched me and made a withdrawal from that anointing that's on me. Jesus, when he came, I'll say it, he emptied himself of his godness so he could demonstrate to you the possibilities of living on this earth. He didn't come there, "I'm God, I'm doing this as God." No, he came as a human so he could show you and I the possibilities of your life. A life that is lived with understanding the Spirit of God which rests upon you. The Bible says, it says, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit." The Holy Spirit is a person, not an it, not a force. Even though he is powerful, he is a person. And the Bible declares that we can grieve him because we're not careful of every step that we take and every move that we make. And sometimes there are steps that we take that are not sinful steps. But Marcia read it in Hebrews 12:1. They carry the weight. You're carrying that weight. And the Spirit of God is saying, "No, I don't want to go there." And all of a sudden, that dove flies away. And you are no longer walking under that strong anointing that you could have. The book of Acts, the Bible tells us, Peter, understanding the anointing of God and the Spirit of God resting upon him, the Bible tells us that the community understood this anointing better than perhaps other people. For in the text, it says that they are aware of the anointing on Peter's life, the Spirit of God's life. And so they said that, listen. If you can just get the sick where Peter is going and position the sick on the other side of the sun, so the sun's behind Peter and Peter's in the middle, if you can position them in this location, when he walks by, something's going to happen. His shadow would overshadow you. And people's lives were transformed. I'm trying to tell you of a place that this church is going. That all of us, there is a possibility for all of us to walk in such an anointing of God that when we walk into Safeway, Raley's, wherever you walk, into the school campus, there's an anointing on you that people who come within your shadow, their lives are changed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it must be done. You can only do it when you walk consciously of the Spirit of God that rests upon you. It's going to change what you say. It's going to change how you say it. Listen to me. Listen to me. It's going to change where you go. Because now you're conscious that the Spirit of God rests upon me. And I so value the anointing that's on my life. I'm not going to subject myself to going places and doing things that the anointing might take flight. Because I need the anointing on me. As I shared with you last Sunday, we're going to prepare ourselves, yes, position ourselves so that we can be used for this end time harvest that's coming. Huh? Part of that positioning ourselves is to be filled with His power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, yes. So, in the Greek, this power, this dunamis, we get our word dynamite from this word. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. With the worship, if you want to worship me, just stand up. If you want to worship team, just stand up. Just stand up. You used to keep playing. Hallelujah. If you're on the worship team, you're on the worship team. Okay, just if you, I'll be on the worship team. So watch this. Spirit of the Lord told me this. Because you're on the stage, huh? You have to, me, have to walk in such a way in our life with a consciousness of the Spirit of God that rests on us because we're coming up on stage. Huh? Yes. And when you sing and when you play, remember, we're talking about dynamite. And I started to experience it this morning. You light the match on that piece of dynamite. And so the requirements of you are going to be higher than the requirements of others because of the responsibility and the anointing that's on you to light the match, to welcome the presence of the Spirit of God in this. Are you listening to me? So every move that you make, every step that you take, must be done with consideration of the Spirit of God that rests upon you. And as you walk through life, God is changing you from the inside, but He's also changing the outside. The Spirit of God, the anointing of God, is not just words. It is substance. It is not just words. It is substance. It's substance. And it has the ability to transform your environment. You may be seated. Transform our environment. And when people come close to us, their lives is changed. Yes, I remember years ago, there was a certain presence of older saints. I'm talking about years ago. Janice, you know what I'm talking about. Years ago. And when you would come around them, even your craziness that you did, you wouldn't do it around them. This is where we're going. That you, and you, all of us are walking under such a heavy anointing because we are conscious of the Spirit of God that rests upon us, that it would not only change our life, but the life of others around us. And position ourselves to reap this end time harvest. People begin to come up to you and just say, man, what do I need to do to be saved? You're at work at the water cooler, taking your 10-minute break, and your coworker come up to you and say, what do I need to do to be saved? For the Bible says that the Spirit of God draws men. John sung it today that said that if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So as we lift him up, because we're walking in a consciousness of the Spirit of God that rests upon us, God begin to draw people, and put them in your place, and begin to talk to you and ask you, what is it about this Jesus that you served? And how can I get to know him? Because you are positioning yourself for this harvest. Because you are walking in a higher consciousness of the Spirit of the Lord that rests upon your shoulders. Are you ready for this? We're not there yet, but we're going. I got to paint the picture for you. I got to give you the vision. That people will just be drawn to this house. They'll drive down the street, don't know why. Turn in. They'll walk down. They'll hear this music, and the Spirit of God will draw them into this place. Hallelujah. Because we are setting the atmosphere. Where the Spirit of God now is free to move as he sees fit. Hallelujah. The word came last Sunday. Take the restrictions off of your praise. God will reveal himself to us. He's omnipresent. He's always here, but he's going to reveal himself to us as we remove the restrictions off of our praise. What do you mean, Pastor? Listen, forget about Sally and Sue standing next to you. You open your mouth, you lift your hand, you shout your shout, you dance your dance, you run your run, you hop your hop, amen. You do the funky chicken, whatever it is that you do it. You remove the restrictions off of your praise. The Spirit of God will reveal himself to us, for that's what we need, amen. We need the Spirit of God to reveal himself in us because he has the power to change lives. Glory. And that power lives in you by his Spirit. So listen, I'm not going to get into this today. I'm going to share some more, but I'm talking about this, but I won't get into this. Hallelujah. We shared briefly last Sunday. Peter and John headed to the temple at the hour of prayer, right? Walk by this lame man. You can read it in the book of Acts. Who had been lame for a number of years. Looked at Peter and John, expecting to receive some alms, some money from them. Right? Peter looked at him, hallelujah, and said this. He said, you know what he said, right? Silver and gold have I don't have it. But this next phrase, I don't know if you really get it or not. The next phrase, I don't know if you get it or not. He said, silver and gold I don't have. But just that I do have, meaning this, but what I do have. Tell your neighbor, but what I do have. Hallelujah. He didn't say, fill out a prayer card. Huh? No, he didn't say that. He didn't even say, I'm going to pray for you. He didn't say that. You know what it says. But what I do have, I'm going to give it to you. Peter understood the Spirit of God that rested upon him. I want you to know that you have the Spirit of God rested upon you. You've got something, and it's tangible. But what I do have, I'm going to give it to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't come back for prayer tomorrow. No. Don't. I go get the pastor. I go get the elders. No. Here, what I do have, I'm going to give to you. And the Bible says that Peter reached out his hand, grabbed him by the hand, and lifted him up. And immediately strength came to that man's bones. He began to leap, run, and jump into the temple. I want you to know what you do have is an anointing. Yeah. And it is tangible, yeah. And you can transfer it to others. Yeah. Listen, this is where we're going. I'm not talking about just the elders or the pastors or the I'm talking about everyone. Walking with such an anointing because you're conscious of the Spirit of God that rests upon you. You may not have a lot of money, huh? What you do have, I'm going to give it to you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And that anointing that was on Peter was transferred to that man's body, and that man was made whole right then and there because Peter's aware of the Spirit of God that rests upon him. Listen, we're going somewhere. Healings will not take place only at this location. Healings will take place wherever you go. Salvations will not only happen in this place. Salvations will happen wherever you go. Because every move that you make, every step that you take is now being taken with the awareness of the Spirit of God that's upon you. Huh? And I want to be clear on this. As you are conscious of the Spirit of God that's upon you, he's going to speak to your heart and say, you got to leave that alone. But are you ready for that? Are you ready to let go of the weights? I'm not talking about sin. You know, we're good, right? We ain't walking in sin. But there's a tendency to want to hold on to weights. Well, it's not sin. I don't see it in here where it says I can't do it. But they become weights. And they hold you back from running this race efficiently. And you begin to value them more than you value your walk now with the Spirit of God that rests upon you. This church will have the Spirit of God resting upon it. Listen to me. So heavily, so that even when we're not here, the groups that come in here during the week won't be able to explain it, but they know something is different. Huh? There is an anointing that is so heavy. Yes. That the Bible declares that there was an grave that the prophet Elisha was buried in. The children of Israel were in a little heated battle, didn't have time to properly bury one of theirs, went to Elisha's burial spot. Listen to me. Elisha, who had a double portion of Elijah's anointing, the Bible says, toss the body in there. Glory to God. The anointing that was so heavy upon Elisha, though he was dead, when the body was thrown in, that man came back to life. Jesus the Christ, or Jesus the Anointed One, and his anointing is here. In this place. Right now. Wanting to rest upon you. But you must be willing to receive him and allow him to rest upon you. Meaning this, I'm not going to fight the Spirit's move anymore. I'm not going to restrict his movement in my life anymore. I'm tired of being cute with this little praise. You praise like this because you've never been through nothing. Now, if you done gone through something and God done brought you out of something, earrings this way, shoes this way, you don't care. The Old Testament says that God inhabits the praises of Israel. We say his people, we his children. To inhabit means to dwell, to live, to abide, to take residence. It says this, then, that God will take residence, will abide, will make his home where they are praising him. Your home, where you live at, can be a house that houses the presence of God. Huh? Glory to God. Glory to God. Years ago, and my wife had been saved, but then she experienced this infilling of the Spirit of God. She tells me that she was at Mare Island working in the graveyard shift. And you can ask her, she'll tell the story. And that she told the Lord that, she, you know, whatever it is, I want it. I want it. She tells me the Spirit of God came upon her so heavily. She was in that office by herself, did that midnight shift, that she began to pray in the Spirit all shift. Came to church that next Sunday, I knew something was different. Because she danced and shouted around that church like I said, okay, Sister Ola, you go. I was walking down the hallway of our home years ago. Ola got up and I opened up one of the doors to one of the spare bedrooms and looked in there and I saw her on her knees and her hand lifted up, worshiping the Lord in her spiritual language. Her life never been the same since. There is an anointing that we can experience. We're not just going to talk about it. As I said last Sunday, I can describe to you, what it's like to be a grandparent or a parent, but until you experience it, right, all of us are going to experience it. Hallelujah. Because there's a place that we're going. We're not there yet, but we're going there. Huh? Where all of us are going to walk with the consciousness of the Spirit of God that's upon us. Amen? Are you ready for it? Do you want it? Do you want it? No. You don't want it. Do you want it? Hallelujah. For the Bible says that God, the Father, he's not like regular men. If you ask him for something, he's going to give you a stone or a serpent. You want to experience his Spirit. God said, I'm going to let you experience me. Moses said, I want to see a glory. God said, all right. You can't handle the full force of it, but I'm going to let you see a little bit of it. Amen. From here going forward, our desire is to experience the Spirit of God in a way that we've never experienced Him before. Not to toot our horn, but to prepare ourselves for the end time harvest. Amen? So that the unsaved and unchurched will see the power coming out of our life. Amen? And they'll be drawn to that. And that will give you the opportunity to share with them about Jesus. And you're ready for it? Huh? You ready for it? Stand to your feet, everyone. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to me carefully. Do not put any restrictions on the Spirit of God. Whatever He has for you, be receptive to receive it from Him. Are you listening to me? I don't care what your background has been. Do not put any restrictions on the Spirit of God. And let Him do in you and through you what He wants to do. It's going to change you and your environment. He is real. He is real. And he desires to fully rest upon us. But we must be careful how we take steps so as not to grieve him. If you're here today and you've never given your life to the Lord Jesus, or perhaps you did a while back and some things happened and you kind of fell away, today you can make it right. You can make it right. He's here to restore you. He's here to save you. It is not his will that any should perish. Yeah. And so I'm going to give you an opportunity to come. John, what are you playing there? Sing that. And as John is singing, if you want to come and return to the Lord, or you've never been saved and you're ready to give your life to the Lord Jesus, you can come and meet me here at this altar. And we're going to do that, and then Sister Teen is going to come and give us a closing prayer. If you're here today, yes, if you want to give your life to the Lord Jesus, it's your opportunity. Don't put any restrictions. If he's speaking to you, if he's tugging at your heart, today is your day. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. He wants to cheat you. Hallelujah. Come on, sing it again. You may be here today. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You have an opportunity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. King God, don't fight him. Don't fight him. Sing it again. Glory, fill this place. I just want to be with you. There may be someone else. Today can be your day. Today can be your day. Glory. Come on. Filling his way. I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sing. Yes, yes, yes. Hey. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Feel. Whew. So, Jackie, you're ready to be restored. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says how the angels rejoice in heaven when someone makes a decision to follow Jesus. I'm going to pray this prayer of restoration over you, Jackie. He's going to restore. He's always loved you. He's always loved you. His plan for you is still the same. The enemy has tried to come in and try to get you off track. But the Spirit of God has drawn you back to in right alignment with Him. Lift up both your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your gift of restoration. God, Jackie is your child. God, you know the lies of the enemy that he has placed in her mind. You're not this. You're not that. But Jackie, you are loved by God. Hallelujah. And your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. You are his. You belong to him. And I don't care what lies the devil tells you, remind yourself that you belong to the King. Remind yourself you belong to the King. I pray, God, that you would guard her mind, that you would give her your peace that passes all understanding. Hallelujah. God, that you would encamp angels around Jackie, and you would fight off the enemy on her behalf. Jackie, the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's. And he will fight your battles as you surrender yourself more and more to him. And so, God, I thank you for Jackie and how you've already used her. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Barry, today you're making a decision to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, if you're going to shout, go ahead and shout there. Don't, huh? Yeah. And so we're going to do this simple prayer. Come up here, James. You stand behind him, too. This is one of your sons, isn't it, Marcia? Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. And so, Barry, say with me, say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross just for me. I ask you to come into my life to be my Savior and my Lord. Say, Father, forgive me of all of my sins in the past and in the future. I thank you for the blood of Jesus that now covers me. Now say this. Say, devil, I turn my back on you and all of your ways. And I will now live for Jesus and him alone. Because of this, I'm now saved. See, I'm now saved. One more time. I'm now saved. Come on, shout to the Lord. King of glory. Hey. 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 Oh, glory. Come on, sing. We'll dance in your presence. We'll dance in your presence. Hey. 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 Yes. 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 Hey. Yay! Sheree, make sure he gets one of these new convert books we have in the back, the just getting started book. I want Barry to have that. Tina, where you at, Tina? Come on up here, my sister. Jackie, I'm so proud of you. God is using you. you may not know, but God is using you. Continue to allow God to use you. Huh? It's a new day for you, Barry. Yes, yes, yes. You have the ability to reach others I'm not going to be able to reach. Yes. You're going to go out today and you're going to tell three people that you've been saved. You understand? This is going to cement it in your own mind that I'm saved. And those people are going to say, what? Barry? Yes. God's changed your life. Never to be the same. You're going to reach hundreds for the Lord. Huh? God's going to use you in your life to draw others into his kingdom. We are preparing ourselves to reap a harvest. Amen?
Amen.
Tina, go ahead.
My heart is so full that we have another body in our Christ, in our home, and I'm so happy for you today. To have another child enter the kingdom is just... what a blessing. And I hope you all, your hearts are full, because my heart is full for you today because you are saved. That makes me so happy. So Lord, I thank you today. I thank you for your spirit that is in this place, Lord. I thank you for the words that you spoke through Pastor Phil, Lord, that you spoke through the praise and worship team today. And I'm so grateful for your presence, Lord. We have an opportunity, Lord, through your spirit to reach others. And as Pastor Phil said, it's not always going to be here in church. It's going to be on our workplace, when we're with our friends, when we're walking down the street. We have an opportunity to spread your word. And so, Lord, I ask that your presence, it fills us, it stays with us, Lord, and that as we walk through our weeks, that people can see Jesus in us, and that people may ask us about him, and that we have the opportunity to share your word, Lord. Lord, there's people in here that are hurting today. Lord, fill them. Fill them with your peace, Lord. Lord, there's people whose bodies are hurting today, Lord. Fill them and heal them, Lord. Lord, there's people whose spirits are heavy, Lord, who are carrying weights on them. Fill them, Lord, and take those anxieties off of them, Lord, because we know that we can cast all our worries on you, Lord, and for that we are so grateful. God, as Sister Marcia said today, there's something in here, and people may be, they may be feeling too heavy to have even come today, Lord. People may be feeling too heavy to pray, Lord. And I ask that you reach beyond these walls, Lord, and you touch those people. Lighten their hearts, lighten their loads, Lord, that they can feel your presence and that they know that they can lean on you, Lord. Lord, you know the needs of each person in here, and I ask that you meet them. In your mighty name, I ask that you meet them, Lord, that you lift the weights, you lift the hurts, you lift the anxieties, you lift the pain, Lord, the concerns, Lord. I ask that in your name, Lord, and because you are the Almighty, I know you can do it. You're the only one who can do it, Lord. And so, Lord, I ask for traveling grace as we leave this place. I ask for you to cover us during this week, Lord, until we meet here again. And I ask that your presence stays very present in our lives every day, that it's not just here on a Sunday when we're here, but it's on Monday, it's on Tuesday, it's on Wednesday, it's on Thursday, it's on Friday, it's on Saturday, that you fill us at all times, Lord, and that your spirit stays with us. And so I ask this in your name, in your almighty name. I thank you for your covering. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your grace, Lord. I thank you. I love you. I praise you. The church says amen, please. Amen. Amen.